أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد جئتمونا فرادى كما خلقناكم أول مرة صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, since the inception of time, billions of people have walked on the surface of this earth. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many more people would walk on the surface of this earth till the day of Qiyamah. Each and every person that has come shares one thing in common, or in say, we should say two things in common. One is delivered from the wombs of their mothers, and the second is to leave this world via the agency of death. Death is the most certain of all aspects. It is a thing that there is no difference of opinion with. The Arabic poet in one place had said there is a difference of opinion in each and everything. But there is no difference of opinion with regard to a person dying and leaving this world. In fact, the moment he leaves this world, what is going to happen to him, that is also a difference of opinion. Some people say he will be rewarded, he will be recompensated. Some people say no, he will come back again into this world. There is a difference of opinion the moment he dies also. But that one particular aspect, there is no difference of opinion. Everyone agrees upon it. And it has snatched away from this world even the greatest personalities. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave this world. Each and every person has to leave this world. People die from a variety of causes. And sometimes we feel that there are so many causes to die today that it has made Malikul Maut task even easier. The Malikul Maut task has been easier in this sense that when Malikul Maut was granted the responsibility of taking out people's ruh and soul, he told, oh Allah, I do not wish to do so. I'm going to be made badnam. People are going to swear me. People are going to say, you are the one that took away the people's or the person's life. And Allah Ta'ala said, don't worry. I will create such means people won't refer it to you. People will say he died of a heart attack, he died of an accident, he died because of a murder. So it has so many variety of causes in today's time, has made Malikul Maut's task also easier. We can refer it to a host of causes. But one thing is sure, that we all got to leave this world. Neither science can predict, or neither can science prevent this particular phenomena from happening. And each and every one, when we die, we will again have two things in common. One is, we would go alone the way we came in this world alone. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. You will come to us alone. كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The way we created you alone when we brought you into this world. And secondly is, you will go on the appointed time that Allah Ta'ala has stipulated. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When that time comes, it will not be delayed for a moment, and it would not be brought forward to a moment. It is something amazing that despite the fact that we know this thing, we bury our friends and relatives with regularity. But it always seems that we feel that we are not going to die. Or if we are going to die, it is not going to happen soon. It will happen sometimes in the future, sometimes many years to come. This particular attitude defies common belief and defies common sense. And especially due to the fact that no one knows when he's going to die. There is not one person in this masjid who can give me this guarantee, or anyone who can guarantee that he is going to leave this masjid after Jummah alive. No one can give this guarantee. And because we don't know when we are going to die, it is important that we prepare for death sooner rather than later. That is what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, remember the terminator of your worldly pleasures, which is death. Remembrance of death has many benefits. It induces a person to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrongdoing that he is committing. It makes him realize the importance of leading a life of righteousness and virtue. It makes him see the importance of staying away from things in this world which are of no benefit, which are of no use to him, which will be of no benefit in this world or in the hereafter. It makes him see that I must prepare for my eternal abode, which is the year after. But just as remembrance of death has many benefits, neglect of death also has many pitfalls. And amongst the pitfalls it has is this particular fact that we're going to lead a life of sensual pleasures. We are not going to be concerned with regard to the commands of Allah if we neglect death. In many ways, today we find that people do remember death. They do, in some way, they do make preparations for death. We find people trying their utmost to go to the lawyers, sometimes the ulama, to prepare the distribution of their assets and to prepare the distribution of their estate if they leave this world. But there is one flaw in the way we prepare for death. And that is, we today prepare for death, that death being the end point of our worldly life. Therefore, we hear many people saying, I would like to lead a fulfilled life. Or when we hear about a person who has died in the old age, what do we usually say? He had a very good innings. He had a good innings. We think that, you see, life is an end point of our, you see, the end point of our life. But death is the end point of our life. But if we start thinking of death as an end point of life, then it will be like a deadline for you to enjoy yourself, involve yourself in sensuous pleasures. If you regard it as a deadline, then what do you think? It's a deadline, I must enjoy myself to the fullest before the deadline comes. Islamically, this is not the way we prepare for death. Not as death as the end point of our life, but death as the beginning of a new phase of our life. Death is the beginning of our eternal stage of life. Death is the beginning of our real abode. And in reality, in Islamically, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention that is a person who remembers death in this sense, that separates a person who is intelligent in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, intelligent in the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one who is not intelligent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, who is an intelligent person, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرَ لِلْمَوْتِ. You would never ever get such a definition of an intelligent person from any secular-minded person or anyone who has the slightest love for this world. And he said, the person who remembers death most frequently, he is the most intelligent person. أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ. He is the most intelligent person. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. He has the sharafat and the dignity of this world, and he will have honor and dignity in the year after. What will we do if we know that we are going to leave this world tomorrow? If someone were to ask us a question, what will we answer it? One wonders how will we respond to it. In many years, bygone times, there was a person who wanted to record the sayings of the ulama and the saintly people, and he posed this question to many people. What will you do if you know that today is the last day of your life? The most inspiring reply came from one muhaddith by the name of Ibn Nu'aym rahmatullah alayh. And he gave this beautiful reply and he said, if I know that I'm going to die tomorrow, I would not make one iota of change in my today's schedule. Because I have been living each and every day for the past so many years as if this is the last day of my life. Can you imagine that particular reply? That is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was asked, Ya Rasulullah, give us a very short advice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu salatim muwadda'in. Read every salat of yours as if this is the last salat of yours in this earth. If a person prepares himself like that for death, then he would see a lot of wisdom in what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Al-mawtu tuhfatul mu'min. That mort is a gift for a believer. Mort is not a calamity. Death is not a calamity. Death in reality is a gift for you. It is a bridge through which you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it be a calamity? But, you see, our ulama say, although death is unpleasant, each and everyone it is unpleasant to. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala also asked this question to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, how can we like death? And how can death be a gift for us when each and every one of us dislike it? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you might dislike it from the emotional or physical point of view, but the rewards that are awaiting a person who has true beliefs makes him mentally eager for that particular reward which Allah Ta'ala has kept in store for those people who have true belief. Like seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the passion of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you know that you are not going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then it will make you look forward to death because I will be able to see my Creator. And I refer to one particular, with regard to the preparation of death, to one particular incident. And I've made mention of it previously, but never mind, let me make mention of it again. Because these type of incidents are not for the sake of information. They are for the sake of reformation. And that is the incident of Bahlul, that he was, you know, a jester, a poor person. You know, and he used to come in the court of Harun al-Rashid. And Harun al-Rashid used to sometimes mock at him and used to sometimes joke around with him. And one day, out of that particular jest, Harun al-Rashid gave Bahlul a piece of stick, small piece of stick, and told him that you keep the stick. The day you find someone more foolish than yourself, you give him that stick. At the moment, you are worthy of this particular title, the most foolish person in this world. Bahlul took it, did not say anything. After a while, Harun al-Rashid became very ill. And when he became ill, Bahlul came to visit him. And when Bahlul came to visit him, he asked him, how are you feeling? He said, I'm not feeling well. Doctors have given up hope. It seems that I am going now to the place of eternity. I'm going to leave this world. Bahlul said, what preparations have you made for leaving this world and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, I have made no preparation. I have made very little preparation, little or no preparation whatsoever. Bahlul said, this is something amazing. You used to be a king when you used to go from one place to another, one city to another, one province to another. You used to inform the people of that particular place, I am coming. Make preparation in such detail. But with regard to the minutest details with regard to your journey. And you are saying you are going to the eternal journey and you have made no preparations for it. He took back the stick and said, you are most worthy of it, take it back. You are more worthy than what I am of the stick. You take this particular stick back. In many ways, the incident that applies to Bahlul applies to us also. We might not be in the same as far as worldly riches or worldly kingdom is concerned, but we do make the slightest and the greatest preparations for even a short journey of a few days. If we are going for a holiday, the hotel booking must be right. Our path course must be right. Each and everything must be right. Our car, we see to that it must be right to take us that particular journey. What preparations have we made for that eternal journey which will last forever? Why don't we make the concern for the year after the primary concern of our life? And really, my dear respected brothers, if we make that particular concern, we will find a change in our daily life also. A person who knows that he's going to sleep in the qabr, and a person who knows he's going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day to account for what he has done in this world, will realize one day that he cannot continuously defy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. If he knows and he believes in this, he must realize that I cannot continue defying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. But what do we happen to us today? Never mind defying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, we see mort and death so often in our society today. We have seen situations in our community in the past year or so with tragic results. We have seen situations of people and young people dying whom potentially we feel that they might have had the potential to live much more longer. But we have seen their life cut off at its prime, at its peak. But yet we do not take any particular precaution, or I won't say precaution, we do not take any lessons with regard to this. And sometimes we find today, unfortunately, Muslims who have been killed and who have taken their life, which is supposed to be sacred. In fact, the most sacred thing after our iman is our life. And we have seen Muslims who are supposed to be the protectors of fellow Muslims who have taken the life of our fellow Muslims. This is such an unfortunate state of events. And such tragic circumstances, this is what we are seeing. Today we find, in many ways, you see the moment, you see many of our youngsters today, they go out with a very inflated ego. And the moment that ego is bruised, then they brandish guns and draw guns against one another to against anyone who infringes upon their own macho image. This is something that the moment the ego is bruised in some manner, the way someone just has to talk to them with regard or just give them a small argument and dispute which they feel is infringing upon their macho image, they immediately draw and brandish the gun. Not only that, they have killed one another with regard to petty disputes. In fact, one wonders if there is a dispute big enough to warrant someone taking the life of a fellow Muslim. Is there anything? You see, their integrity is heightened by the sound decibels of the sound car sound systems. This is what we find. The exquisite cars reflect their family fortunes. The designer clothes reflect their frivolous mindset. And this is what is happening to us. People, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, when a Muslim confronts another Muslim and it ends up in murder, if one Muslim and another Muslim, they confront one another and one of them tragically dies, the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yeah, both the murderer and the murdered person will go into the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we can understand the rationale behind the murderer going into Jahannam. But what is the rationale for the murdered person going into Jahannam? And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said,